Talk music for my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell. He's an advanced archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him, which is why we have the new bumper music from the Raiders of the Lost Ark. His website is linked at my website, and he's also a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. I like
That's
it.
You. That's you.
Yeah.
Do you have a whip and a pistol?
yes, and an old truck that hardly, you know, that has problems, and yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I'm glad you like it, Jim. Well, here we are, third week of July. The year is more than half over. The bizarre behavior of our federal government continues to become more bizarre, and the war in Ukraine continues to ramp up with F-16s going to be shipped over there at some point. Russia will continue them to be will regard them as a clear and present danger, since they can't tell whether they have been equipped with nuclear weapons or not. They have to assume that they have been. The economy is struggling, to say the least. And we had a caller, my guest the first hour was commenting on the Gulf of Mexico is warmer than any temperatures ever been recorded. So a lot going on. What would you like to start with, sir?
Well, let's talk about this temperature thing. Now, what's going on, there are parts of the world where it's very cold. What they're doing is, with weather manipulation, they're driving high temperatures into certain areas that are visible and populated. And it's a way of simply changing weather patterns. And then the Chicken Little, the sky's falling. And if you look on CNN, everything, I mean, your vacation is going to be ruined by climate change. Everything is climate change. And they're driving this home. You have to understand, the people that are running the world, the banking elite, are in serious trouble. They've been exposed. Their war in Ukraine is not going well. Ukraine was a hub for international banking because they depend, for example, the CIA on drug and human trafficking. And Ukraine was a hub for that, as well as Mexico. And so right now, you know, the meeting with the G8, they're talking about the G20, should they eliminate Russia from that? They are in free fall. The dollar is in free fall. The rest of the world is turning from their agenda, from transsexual behavior, from everything that they're pushing, including climate change. And so they are ramping up on all fronts. And redirecting heat is very simple to do. You simply control the low pressure cells. Very easy to do with laser satellites. They have people out there pushing, and I'm not going to mention names. Maybe I will. Dane Wigington is highly supported by those people. I wish I had the support that guy has. And people running around, good disinformation requires a lot of good information. Would you say that's a rule of thumb?
Yes, I would. All right.
Yeah. You need good information to create the punchline, the things you really don't want people to know about. And this is done in the the disclosure movement, in the weather control movement. All of these movements, MUFON, all of these are highly controlled. So they control both sides of the narrative. You won't see my name anywhere around climate change or climate control or weather control, because I talk about what's really going on, the use of laser satellites. And so the bottom line is, the people are just being bombarded with misinformation. And part of the climate change thing is the manipulation of weather. And it's simply done by low pressure cells. I always say in the weather world, if the wind is from the south, it's warmer. If the wind is from the north, it's colder. Very simple. So you simply control where the warm air currents are coming from, and you control the temperature. And if you keep doing it to an area long enough, then the temperature will rise. And what they're doing it in population centers, so the maximum number of people are affected. But they don't talk about the places on the planet that are colder. There's spraying being done from jets every day. Yeah, all those things are true. But when on how do you control this, it's missing.
Since most of the planet's covered by oceans, the majority of volcanoes are also under the oceans, warming up those oceans, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, but the vast majority of the volcanoes have been going on for a long time, long before man ever invented the locomotive or automobile. And so in one of them going off, actually we had one in January of 2022. It was in the South Pacific. There was a underwater volcano, and it produced more CO2 and more cooling. And nobody ever talked about that. Nobody ever talked about the fact that we dropped a good degree of temperature in a very short amount of time, and that lasted. It lasted. We had an extremely cold winter a couple of years ago, and nobody ever talked about that because it wasn't in the climate agenda, And so, anyway, no, there's, and they're cherry picking data. That's the other thing that's going on. This place is hot, let's drive some more warm weather into that area. And then we'll raise the red flag, and everybody will see that. But if in the real world of real science, there are places in the world that are extremely cold right now, much colder than average. So you have to look at this globally, not just where you happen to be going to the beach today.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely, Jim. Well, I'd like to get a weekly update on archaeology, which is one of your passions. Do you have one for us this week, sir?
Yeah, here's an interesting that, in fact, I've been boots on the ground in Chichen Itza many times. And the way it is now, everything is cordoned off. It's really, I don't even go there anymore. But when I was there in the 1990s, the last time I was there as a young man in 1972, when I actually just camped right in the ruins area, nobody was there, but the last time I was there in the 1990s doing surveying of the ruins area, there was a entrance that I discovered. And it was not west. You have to understand that Chichen Itza is 13.5 degrees off of true north. It is kittywampus very much. And that's where I discovered that the old North Pole was up in Hudson's Bay. I published that in my Atlantis Tesla book, The Cold Burn Connection, in year 2002. And other people have followed on, done more discovery work. But what I did discover when I was surveying, two things. It was a surveying structure. It was out in the jungle, south of the, not true south, but on the old south grid of the city. And then I found the portal, which was a arch, kind of like the Arch of Triumph, which was west of the city, where the troops would come in during or after a war, after some of their battles, and they were doing a lot of warfare with expanding their territories, etc. And recently, in that same area, has been discovered a snake, which is representative of Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent, which is the deity which represents Venus, interestingly enough. So Chichen Itza is dedicated to Venus, not the sun, not the moon, but the comet Venus, Quetzalcoatl. And so anyway, the discovery of this snake, much like the snake in, is it Ohio? Where's that snake up there?
I think you're right, Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, much like that. But it's directing the people that would come into the city. It's like a, it's like directing, and they just discovered this in the ground. So that's the latest, greatest discovery in the world.
When you say a snake, for clarification purposes, when you say a snake, it's a human-built structure that is representative of a snake that goes on for, 100 yards or more?
Yeah, yeah, and then it has a head, and very characteristic of Chichen Itza, the way they represent the head, that the head is like the one you find on the pyramids.
So this structure is part stone and part dirt, or is it all stone?
No, all stone.
All this stone. Is stone. Okay.
And then the head of the serpent has a big tongue sticking out, and that represents the sunward spike. In the analogy, personification of the comet. And so, if you see the snake heads, the serpent heads at the base of the main pyramid at Chichen Itza, they are serpent heads, but they have a great big tongue. I mean, there's a lot of emphasis on the tongue, and that is the representative of the sunward spike of the comet Venus when it was coming through the solar system.
Interesting. Interesting. So this discovery of this stone structure, how wide and how long is it, if you know, Jim?
I don't have all the details on the size, but it's significant in that it's not like, 6 feet long or something. It's big. And the purpose was to direct people that were coming from all directions into the entryway into the city.
Okay.
It was kind of like you couldn't walk past it. If you came from any direction and hit the snake, you would then be redirected up to the front of the snake to enter the city.
Right, right. So it was among other things, it served to give people direction as to how they can reach their destination.
Exactly. Yeah, you could imagine kind of like an amusement that when you come there, there's the parking lot and you start walking, and there's like a funnel where you can't miss the entry gate, although this parking lot is maybe 20 acres. You start walking and it narrows down kind of like a funnel till you get to the little turnstiles where you come in. It's a similar type of thing. So if you're walking towards Chichen Itza, you hit this thing and you then know to go in the direction of the head to enter the city, no matter what direction you're coming
from. This is part of the Mayan culture. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yeah, this is in the Yucatan, the southeast, one of the southeastern states of Mexico.
And the Mayans were doing mathematical calculations to 6 decimal points, weren't they, sir?
Well, they had a highly significant knowledge of mathematics, of astronomy, of predicting lunar and solar eclipses. And they really didn't understand much. They had an awareness of outer space. But, they didn't know about the atmosphere or where the atmosphere ended, or kind of like modern cultures, they were honoring things that were thousands of years before them. Like Quetzalcoatl happened, probably a couple thousand BC, where Venus, the comet, came through the solar system. That's what Velikovsky was talking about. Came through the solar system and eventually became the planet Venus. It took about, my estimate is about 600 years before Venus, the comet, finally nestled into its current orbit because of the tail drag of the comet. And anyway, that's the event that they are representing in their mythology, carried on for thousands of years, and up to the time when the Spanish arrived, killed everybody off.
Right, right. Well, that when the Spanish arrived, that changed everything, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we should not be heralding in aliens. If they don't know we're here, much the better for us. Yeah, you, they're not going to come and shake your hand and be your friend necessarily.
Well, best case scenario, they would treat us like us going into the Amazon jungle and interacting with barefoot natives with no written language and no knowledge of mathematics, treating them with kindness and gentleness. But that's only a hope, isn't it?
Yeah, the history would not bear out that, you know, in people coming in from outside, people with more, what you call it, technology or awareness or whatever, it's never fared well for the indigenous people, never.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can you think of a case in which the indigenous people did better?
Did better with interacting with those who come to visit them. Well, short term, no. Long term, there are probably all our examples, but short term, it's. And I just found out, it was only about 4 or 5 years ago, that the people who live in Japan are not the original inhabitants. There was an indigenous people that the Japanese, that we think of now as Japanese, came there and invaded and conquered these Stone Age peoples, that the original inhabitants of the Japanese islands. I was not aware of that, Jim.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I saw a docudrama about that, and I was trying to find it again, but without success. Oh. There's still a tiny, tiny minority of those original indigenous peoples have survived to this day, but there's not many of them left.
Right, right. Well, like in the Yucatan, the Lacandon are the descendants of the Maya, and they're little people. Little being physically small. When I was there, there were still remnants of them, and I got to know some. I went out and into their city, out in the jungle outside of Tulum, and spent some time with them. But they were little. Like the women were like less than 4 feet tall.
Really?
And little boned, like a bird little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the men were stocky, but little. And I was like this giant. I'm not big. 5'10", you know.
Right.
But they were little. And those remnants, I think they're still in existence, but they pretty much blended into the larger society there now. I think there's still some indigenous groups there, but pretty thin.
And what country is this again, Jim? What country?
In Mexico.
If you
get down to Quintana Roo.
Really?
Yeah. And into Guatemala and Honduras, where the Mayan were. There were still remnants there, but they've been pretty much incorporated into the wider population, which is pretty extensive. Those countries are pretty highly populated, a mixture of Spanish and indigenous, and pretty much blended into the societies now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, this is a nuance that most people aren't aware of, are they, Jim?
No, not at all. The story that now is being told by archaeologists regarding Quetzalcoatl, and it's really distorted. I mean, the story that archaeology has regarding the Maya, the Inca, the Aztecs, it's just complete garbage. and has absolutely nothing to do with reality at all.
Amazing. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. Oregon in the country of Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
I'm listening to the discussion, and I recall an interview Alex Merklinger did back in his day with the Indian activist Russell Means, where he said that Russell Means warned the listeners that what happened to the Indians, that we would be put on reservat, I don't know, kind of, that would happen to us. Me being very much a Norwegian and seeing what's happening now with the genocide, I can't help but think that I'm glad I always heeded that warning, in a sense, because they are after us, big time.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I used to be on with Alex a lot. Yes, Oregon, that's a good observation. Russell Means, because they were a people who had their indigenous history just erased also, and it continues to be today. But also bringing it up to date, the biggest indigenous population in the world today under threat is the white race. It's being just decimated from all sides.
And the rest are being, ushered into a forever war in East against West. I mean, you have the solution right to this, James. The Europeans, the Germans, they want more energy, and you have the wind generator, and people just want to look every which other way than exactly at where what is right in front of them.
I think that's a human condition.
Something that always struck me, especially with you, James, is most of the things you come up with, if you listen to it with an open mind, it's really not so hard to understand. It's, you base your principles are around simplicity, so the wind generator is just the same. I mean, I explain it to people. I know they understand, but they just that they cannot deal with somebody not in a suit.
I know what you mean. I know. Or look at something like the prime number stuff. Why shouldn't that be taught to children in grade school? Understanding prime numbers. They're still just teaching prime numbers are numbers only divisible by themselves in one, and that's it. And there's this whole amazing mathematical system around prime numbers. But the mathematical world is locked into this old regime, or like we're talking about history of the Mayans, history of the Western Hemisphere. John, here's a good one. And I saw this on Joe Rogan's show, which Joe Rogan has a lot of really bad scientists on his show. But anyway, one good thing I thought he said was that, this idea that man crossed the Bering Strait when the ocean levels were low, following herds of reindeer or something. And he said that there was a bear up there that was like 3 to 5 times bigger than polar bears, and they ranged that whole area, and they were carnivorous. All they had to eat, they didn't eat any vegetables or any kind of plants because there weren't any. Right. So they were strictly carnivorous. And so these things would have eaten anything that walked or crawled. And, if a herd of people came walking through there, they would have just eaten them up. So there's no way that man could have crossed the Bering Strait given the fact that this bear was there.
Right.
It would have just been, it would have been a snack. A group of 20 people walking around with caribou or something would have been a little snack for this bear. They just wouldn't have made it.
Right. Amazing. Oregon, thank you for your call.
Kind of be, Well, I had a couple of other things.
Okay, go ahead.
Mostly,
we're about to have a break. Go ahead.
Yeah. Around the start of August, late July, start of August, you will get a lot of rain coming in from the Milky Way. I hope. I'm going to write to you, James, and take it so I don't do it live on air. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of rain incoming, for sure. But that's just for a short while, and it will simmer down pretty quickly. So I don't think the hurricane season will be as violent as is suggested from other people. But we shall see.
Okay. Well, thank you for the prediction.
Thank you for the call, Oregon. We appreciate it. Our next caller, our next caller is Brad in Massachusetts. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Serpent mounds, they are called in Ohio. L.A. Mazzulli does a deep dive and all that. Most likely the Celestial Mafia's progeny and the whole Nephilim. He wrote a big book on that, series on the road of the Nephilim, on the trail of the Nephilim. Oh, so quickly, Mr. McKinney. I'm really enjoying the MR5 water filtration, and I only have the filtration itself. I'm just a little confused. Maybe I'm not seeing it on your site quite as well. The UV filter sterilizer, how is that attached, or how does that go on to the MR5, the whole house water filter, and do I need plumbing like I did before?
It's a similar plumbing installation. It follows in the water flow. It follows the MR5. You would need shutoff valves and pipes going from the MR5 to the UV sterilizer. So it's another plumbing install, very similar, and it doesn't sit on the floor. It can go on the wall. It mounts on the wall behind the MR5. Anyway, it can go horizontal. It can go vertical. But they're available. We have them in stock. Most people do buy the UV sterilizer with the MR5, but you can certainly add it. But yeah, it's another, it's just if the plumber is there with all of it at the same time, it's not a big deal. But if you're adding it on, then, you have to have a plumber come back and do it, unless you do it yourself, of course.
Would the installation be at the same amount of time as when he did the MR5?
Yeah.
Yeah,
about the same amount of time.
Okay, and then that's for virus. Is that for viruses? Obviously, I'm benefiting from. I've been drinking the water in the house. Everyone in the family is happy about it. Everyone feels great. So I'm still doing a great job filtering everything, even though I haven't had the UV sterilizer.
It's
still okay as far as health wise.
Yeah. There's not really much going to get through the MR5. The idea is that viruses, anything that gets through the MR5 is smaller than a 0.1 micron, which is really little. And then viruses and bacteria. Oh, I hear some music.
We'll have a break.
Take a break.
Anything else? We'll wrap this comment up after the break. We'll break there.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Company!
Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo put on by Ed Griffin in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. Details, all the speakers, everything is at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can get your tickets there as well. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down, you also need an energy cleaner. Details at my website, you can make your purchase right there with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. James, before we get back to our discussion, how can people listen to your weekly radio show live and to the archives, please?
Yes, John. It's the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. Has been for 23 years and commercial free. You can listen to this either on shortwave, WWCR, or streaming WWCR.com, tower number 2. It also re-airs at 6:05 p.m. From Truth Be Told Radio Network. And then it re-airs a number of times during the weekend. It's on Galaxy Satellite Network. It's the archives are on my webpage, etc. And this week I'll be talking about, I have a whole laundry list of topics I'll be talking about. And also want to mention that the MR5 sale, which is a crazy sale, it's our warehouse moving sale, is going on. Big reduction in price is about to end because we were going to sell off about 50 units that we didn't want to move in the main move of the warehouse that's coming up here. And that's almost done. So if people want to get in on that huge savings, make sure you go to the website jmccwaterfilters.com. There's a link from John's page, and use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, for an additional, I think it's like a 5%. And then that helps John also, because he's an affiliate. But anyway, that MR5 sale is ending. It's for the best deal. And make sure you get in on that. So anyway, that's it. The show tomorrow night.
All right. Looks like our next caller would be Robbie in North Carolina. Good morning, Robbie.
Taking my call. I'd like to get your and Professor McCanny's opinion on Freemasonry. It seems a lot of people have members in their family and they think it's harmless or good, and I'm just would like your opinion on that, please.
John, do you want to go first on that?
I'll go first. There's a book, it's referred to by many Masons and non-Masons as the Bible of Masonry. The title of it is Morals and Dogma. Written later part of the 19th century, and I've got a copy of it, and I've got tabs over a couple of sections. Masons will talk publicly about they're searching for the light bearer, they're searching for the light, and then in this book where I got tabs, it says the light bearer is Satan. So the Masons they used to give this book out. When you reached, I think it was your 12th or 13th degree, you got a copy of this book. They no longer do that. I think some of the guys started reading it and finding out, oh, no, I'm involved in a Satanist cult, and they left. So they no longer give out that book to their Masons when they reach that level of membership. So their own book says they worship Satan, and that's ink on paper. It's their document, their book. And that's what it says, Robbie. You got any follow-up for us, Jim?
It's like the Catholic Church. On the local level, the Catholic Church is, benevolent and is very good, and it really helps people out. But as you get up farther and farther, as you get really high up into it, into the Jesuit level of the cardinals and the Pope, and it turns into something very different. Also, it's been riddled with pedophilia throughout the ages, and it's just becoming more public, those things. And so it's a similar thing where people join, they think they're doing good, they're out there doing public services and things like that, but they don't understand that what they're doing is moving an agenda. And so it depends on what level you're talking about. So if you're talking like, say, with the Catholic Church, the parish priest down the block, pretty much everything is like it should be going back thousands of years. And a lot of these organizations are being overhauled. They're being modernized to being inclusive and things like that. So there's a big shift going on where people are leaving because of that. So very interesting. But I think you summarized it pretty well there, John.
Okay.
And may I also ask one other question, Professor McCanny's and John's opinion on political Zionism?
I don't know what political Zionism is, so I don't know I can answer that. Do you know what political Zionism is, Jim?
No.
Well, how about Zionism?
What is Zionism?
Well, it's a political movement for the state of Israel to take over the world.
Well, that's a fantasy. And Israel, as we know it, will cease to exist in 3 to 5 years because they're the highest vaccinated population on the planet. And more than half the population of Israel will be dead in 3 to 5 years. There'll still be an Israel, but it won't be the Israel we know now. So I that's a fantasy. You got any follow-up on that, Jim, before she gets away?
No, none.
Okay, Robbie, thank you for your call. The call number is 512-248-8252. The belief that a country that has a population half the size of New York City can take over the world, is which will be dramatically reduced in 3 to 5 years, is absolutely a fantasy. But there are people who believe it, aren't there, Jim?
Well, I don't really go there. My, when people call in, here's my avenue of what I talk about. If it's not being discussed in general and it's a topic that really has to be aired out and brought out of the woodwork, and it relates to science, et cetera, or how that affects politics or any other subject, then I cover that. Other than that, I pretty much stick to science or archaeology or other topics like that. That's what I do.
Roger that. Your wing generator project, how's it coming along, sir?
Well, sometimes I think it's great. Sometimes I think it's way behind what should be going on. The world out there, here's what goes on. You have the science world where people are engineers and good engineers. I'm talking about real engineers, not, but anyway. And then you have business people. And ultimately, when you're talking about progress and money and funding and things like that, you end up in the world of business. And these people are just ignorant, whether it's venture capital or whether it's banking or whether it's any other avenue of funding. And that's where you meet people that just have no clue about anything. And so anyway, it's in that sense, it's a struggle dealing with people that just, and that's why the United States is failing. I was just talking to a friend of mine last night about working in the telecommunications industry and how you have a bunch of MBAs running telecommunications companies, which are technical. And they have no idea what they're doing. They're writing emails and they're starting programs and they're doing this and that. But the engineers, in the old days, the engineers ran the companies.
Right.
That's when Ma Bell, and that's when things really worked. Now you've got how many cell phone companies out there that are, you have all of these. Imagine the world of transportation. And let's make an analogy here. Imagine that if you went to buy a car, you bought an AT&T car and you could only drive on the AT&T roads. And if you, I bought a Verizon car and I get to drive on the Verizon roads. And all of these roads are out there all over the place, going to all different places. But the Verizon car can't drive on the AT&T road. That's what's going on in telecommunications. It's a giant mess. And now each one of these corporations has overhead staff, presidents, CEOs, all making big salaries. They all have their own infrastructure, reproducing the infrastructure 100 times over. It's a mess. So you're paying $150 a month for a phone when you should be paying 20. No, it's, so that's the world of technology today. It's being run by idiots that don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely. And
that's across the board. If you talk about energy, if you talk about telecommunications, the food industry, you name it, education is a horrendously bad situation, and it's being run by idiots, top-down idiots.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the way public education has gone with these consolidated high schools, where there's 3,000 and 4,000 students in one high school. They're just lost. They're just lost.
Yeah.
And the opportunities are dramatically less. You want to be a football player, you're competing against about 1,000 men, juniors and seniors, that also might want to be football players. And the chance of being on the field and actually playing a game are almost non-existent. Jim, do you know why football came into being in high schools about a century ago?
Well, I think you were saying once that it was to create discipline to prep them for the military.
Well, that's not what I said. The whole idea was to take soft, weak city boys and turn them into tough young men, which football does do that. And but you have to have the opportunity. In a school that size, you simply can't do that.
Most kids are on the sideline. They even have girls dressing. They'll dress up for the game, and they'll be on the sidelines, but they won't play.
I saw that my grandson's team, there was a young lady, she was issued a uniform. She never set foot on the field during a game. It just simply never happened.
If you've
although
been
they do sometimes they have a kicker. Sometimes they'll have a girl be a kicker, which is a very dangerous position. That young lady's preparing to kick the ball. She has several tough young men attempting to knock her down as fast and as hard as they can. That's not a good situation for a young lady, is it?
No, I was a kicker. I, in fact, was the field goal kicker, extra point kicker for our team. And, yeah, you're an open target there. If somebody gets through the line, and typically they're pretty athletic if they can get through the line. You're dealing with somebody, and you're just an open book there. You're just, you know, there's nobody to guard you or fend them off, and you're in the middle of making a kick, so you're extremely vulnerable. Absolutely.
You are. So a 17-year-old young woman's fallopian tubes are completely exposed to a young man, maybe 240 pounds, that hits her full force with his shoulder to knock her down. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Imagine the parents that think that's a great idea. Anyway, no, in modern sports, the tack that's coming out of this, you know, guys swimming against women or whatever, is that there should be a transgender league or competition where the transgenders, everybody that wants to be in the other group, male or female, whatever, that they have transgender NCAAs or whatever. And so they're competing against similars, whatever. But the idea that whoever instituted that idea is clearly, and the whole idea here, now here's something you have to understand, John, is if you're going to take down a race of people, or a group of people, you go for the women because they're the most easily influenced and they're the most vulnerable. And so if you can get the women to go off on a tangent, which they did with feminism, and people think, well, feminism was good. Well, yeah, but look at that was the opening of the gates, the floodgate of everything going on today. And so the end result is that women have been just completely obliterated to the point where the word woman is not even in the dictionary. So congratulations, feminists. You brought on everything, including the demise of the woman. Congratulations for biting the hook. And like a big fish, biting the hook, you know, and completely obliterating exactly everything you wanted to do. And that was the intention all along. That's the Communist Manifesto. That's the way it works. And pitting people against each other, and that's where we are today. But anyway, the end result is, the complete destruction of the entire society, to the point today where we don't have a future generation in the United States.
Jim, I was told by a confidential source yesterday, my friend Steve Bind. Was it Steve? I think it was one of our guests yesterday, that 9% of the American men and women in the military have either been hurt or killed by the clot shot, the COVID clot shot vaccination. 8% of the officers hurt or killed by the COVID clot shot. That's enough to hurt the readiness of the military tremendously, plus the morale and discipline has to be hurt also when these guys and gals learn that their very dear friends are being hurt and killed by the thing that they were mandated to take themselves. We're in deep trouble, aren't we?
Well, and there was a lot of people, a lot, who left. They simply got up and walked away. They said they weren't going to do that, and so they were left with probably some of the best intelligent people got up and walked away. So, you know, what are those numbers? And then how many more are going to start realizing symptoms here in the next year, and that's going to go up exponentially.
It will be. Now, we're just at the beginning of this. This is just getting started. And over the next 3 to 5 years. According to my Friday guest, Marie Lasseter, she's the coroner of Texas County, not far from me, and a scientist. She says everybody who's got the vaccination and one booster will be dead in 3 to 5 years. Here's our, we got a caller on hold. We'll try to get that last call before the break, before the show's over.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we're our last caller here. We got John in Texas, almost out of time, John.
Oh, Dr. Professor McKinney, I apologize. You what do you know about the Kinsey report and or what is his name, Alfred Kinsey? What do you know about him, and what was behind his infamous report that seems to be the foundation for all this, the gay movement and the trend LGBT movements that have taken place in the 1970s and the sexual revolution?
Yeah, not one of my big fields of expertise. So,
okay. John, thank you for your call. Jim doesn't know anything about that. Well, Jim, we've got about a minute here to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, this is an interesting statistic. First of all, I want to mention I ran into a page. It's called gab.com. Just encourage people to go look at it. It's a Christian-based, kind of like social media, kind of like it looks almost like Twitter or something, where you can post, you can actually sell things. They have like a merchant thing if you got an old set of tires you want to sell or something. You know, so they have some things like that. But anyway, check it out. And I'm just mentioning it. I'm not promoting anything, but maybe people are not aware of that. Also, malaria has been discovered in Florida. And the way it was brought in, of course, is through illegal aliens. And that's not the only thing that you're going to start discovering in the population. Malaria is carried by mosquitoes biting somebody and then transferring it to somebody else. Just like dengue fever, you're going to start seeing that popping up in Florida and Louisiana, Texas, places like that. And so anyway, and just another fun fact, almost 3 million kids are not reporting to public schools now. And that's growing. It's a growing trend where people are simply not sending their kids to public schools anymore. But just remind people that the MR5, this sale, this kind of crazy day sale going on right now, because we're moving the warehouse, is going to end pretty soon, in a couple of days, probably at the rate we're selling them. And so go there, jmccwaterfilters.com, and get yours before the sale goes away. And as I said before, use the coupon code JOHN, which tells us it came from John.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll have you back next Wednesday.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Top of the hour break. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.